producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And hello once again for Hour 2 of Auto World. This is Motor Mike Wallace alongside Manifold Mark Evans sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who is away this today. He'll be back tomorrow, and we will return again next Saturday. Don't run for the hills yet. You can wait till early next Saturday morning, but we'll be here. Anyway, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what time of the day you're listening. Good to have you along. And we were talking about stealing. During the break, we were talking about cars being stolen and how, you know, you wonder why some of them would. I had an old Gremlin, and somebody stole it.
Oh.
And I called the cops, and they said, well, is there any chance that the finance company would have repossessed it? I said, nobody lent me any money on that thing. No.
Was it a green one, Mike?
No, it was blue. It was a Levi's Gremlin, of all things.
Like, was it 1975, something like that?
70, yeah, three or four or something. It's been a while back, I forget. But it was old.
And yeah.
Said that repossessed. I said, you've got to be kidding me.
I got well, that,
they were just went for a joyride, and they left it a couple of blocks down. Didn't bother anything.
Yeah, that car is a collector's item today.
Worth, yeah, figures.
yeah, worth a couple dollars, man. I mean, I'm telling you what. The train left the station on the price on that car today, Mike.
That figures, because I would have given it to the next guy coming along. I mean, that thing was a... Oh. Well, anyway, man. We've got some recalls, and we've got some Volkswagen news to talk about. Why don't you fill the skin on that?
Yeah, I got an auto talk tip, too. You know, it's wintertime is here.
Yes.
Let's do the tip first. Okay. Let's give all our listeners a little tip. But before we do that, though, auto talk radio at yahoo.com. That's autotalkradio@yahoo.com. And, Mike, we've got a phone number, too, that they can talk to our engineer. Exactly. Kia Kyle, our engineer, he'll take the call.
He will put you right through. This is from anywhere in North America now. Toll free. Now, the operative word there is free. Cost you nothing. 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. I'll say that to my local listeners, too. Call that number, not the regular studio number. 855-660-4261.
And one thing, Mike, you know, we might say, please interrupt us at any time.
Please. Please.
Because our listeners are the stars. We're not, right, by any means.
And we're here to help.
Yep, absolutely. It's cold, isn't it, Mike? And we're just going to get colder, darn it. We got a couple months ahead of us. It's going to be cold. Have you ever... even with your car in sitting in the garage, Mike, I mean, it's you go out there and you start it up, right, and you turn the heater on, and what do you get? Cold air.
Cold air, yes.
Don't you wish that air was hot instantly?
Instantly? Boy, wouldn't that be nice.
Especially for the folks that don't have a garage and they have to defrost their windows.
Yeah,
they
got pain. I got it. Mine sits outside.
Yeah. Okay, so you want me to give you an auto talk tip?
Please.
Okay. I want you, along with all our listeners, to go to your favorite parts store. And buy, well, here's a tip. Meow, meow.
Okay.
The meow. That's not a very good cat, is it?
Well, I had the basic idea, yeah.
I mean, I can do a train out my mouth for some reason, but I can't do a cat very well. Sorry about that.
I think these folks have kind of got the idea. Go ahead.
Okay. So that... I'm just now this would be a good sponsor, actually, but at this point I'm just trying to help our listeners. It's called the Katz brand, KATS, Katz brand, and it's a heater hose heater, Mike.
Yes, I have seen. I didn't know about that particular brand, but I knew they existed.
Yeah, so you want the meow meow Katz brand, and you've probably installed some. It's a 110. It plugs into 110, and you just cut your heater hose and you put that Katz 1500 watt. You can buy them at 750, 500, 250. But no, Mike, you want the biggest, baddest wattage you
can
get.
Go for it.
And get that thing, cut your heater hose, put that cat's heater hose heater in there, and then plug it into 110, kind of like, now this, Mike, too, is gas and or diesel, by the way.
Right.
What's that do, Mike?
Well, it keeps your coolant warm, so as soon as you start it up, you've got heat in your heater coil inside the car. You can do the same thing with a dipstick heater. It's an electric dipstick. Or, like I used to have on my 82 Oldsmobile Delta diesel was a block heater, because those things, once they get so cold, they just won't start if they're not warm. So you have to, I think it was below 25 degrees they wanted you to plug them in, something like that.
Right. So the coolant is already warm.
Yeah, you're ready to rock.
Yeah, so you can turn the heater on instantly.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Our listeners' windshields, then the frost is off of it instantly, and you can get to work quicker. But the thing is, you don't have to have the stocking cap on, the gloves on, the three winter coats on, the long underwear on for that first 10 minutes before your engine warms up.
Remember to unplug it before you drive away.
Of course.
That's the catch.
Yeah, you don't want to drag that hose down the line, the 110 line. But the biggest, baddest thing is, now by saying that, I guess now I'm going to go buy some stock in electrical company, because the stock will probably go up because they're plugging that in to 110, Mike.
Well, good point. It doesn't really use that much electricity, but it's worth doing if you have a cold climate.
Absolutely.
It's easy to install, except those spring-loaded hoses, you might want to have yourself a pair of side cuts handy. So if you have a spring in there, you can cut the spring. Your regular old knife doesn't quite cut it, but that's the only thing. Most of these hoses are molded anymore anyway, aren't they?
They are. And then this Katz brand, it comes with I call it plumber's tape. It's a metal bracketing, and it comes with the bracketing, the screws and all that. And you can just mount it on the inner fender well over by the heater hoses, and just route the 110 cord through your grill area there. And the only thing, not only we have, they'll have a nice warm, hot air coming out, Mike, instantly, but, truthfully, if you have your aluminum engine, your cast iron block, your engine, period,
right.
Already warm. Mike, that we know what that does to an engine over the long haul is that it's going to be, you're treating it right. It's just like us. We can't really move very fast when we're sitting out there in the cold.
Right.
Going to go cut a Christmas tree for Christmas, whatever, and we're, we got to be all bundled up. We only stand so many hours out in the cold before we're moving slower.
Yeah.
Well, the engines are the same way. If you plug a 110 CATS heater in, man, and that thing has been plugged in all its life, you might as well just keep saying, you're going to get more miles out of that engine.
Well, you're saving them all that expansion and contraction.
Yeah.
Already expanded. It's warm.
Yep.
Now, what I was thinking of goes in the lower heater hose, or lower radiator hose. Now, you're talking about putting one in the heater hose? Is that what this is for?
Yeah. Now, they have both. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay. I recommend the heater hose one because it's just so much easier to do. Okay?
Well,
and they also have one, yes, in the lower radiator hose. But, Mike, that's a pain, trying to get underneath there.
Well, it is, but then it keeps the whole block warm, too, instead of just the... Because hot air rises, and generally, if you're putting it up high, most of that heat, it'll gravitate back down there, but it's all going to be in your heater hook.
Yeah, now, thanks for bringing that up, too.
Okay.
Thank you. Because
as much help as I can.
I'm thanking you before Thanksgiving here, see? thank you. Because we have a thermostat in our engine.
Right.
And does that Katz brand heater hose heater, if you don't buy the 1500 watt one, and you buy one that's only a 750 watt, it doesn't get hot enough to open up the thermostat.
Right. So then you get about 30 seconds of hot air before the cold air from the engine comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want the 1500 watt, because then it gets everything hot enough that the thermostat opens up in the block and stays open all night long, and you get all the block, all the antifreeze cooling around the pistons, heads, everything, including the heater core, everything's warm and it's good to go. That's why I'm saying 1500.
There you go. There's your tip of the day.
Yep.
You want more good information? Stick around. We got a lot more to come. This is Auto World on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Oh, Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Jay Leno. You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Yeah, a little jazz on a Saturday morning here on Auto World. Mike Wallace and Mark Evans with you in for Bob Long. And we were talking about keeping your heater warm, and then we got some other tips and some other information for you this hour.
Well, I got a little bit of Cadillac, you know, talking about that Cadillac Down song.
Yeah.
Mike, this will kind of throw all of us for a loop.
Okay.
You ready? Well, let me get my seatbelt.
Let me get my seatbelt tightened up. Here. Okay.
Got your seatbelt tightened up?
Strapped up. We're ready to go. Go ahead.
You got your tray table put up?
I'm up in the upright position.
Yes. We're getting ready for takeoff, man. No, this what car manufacturer do you think brought us the first American V8?
Boy, and we just talked about that the other day, too. Oops.
Yep, there's the president calling us.
That's a... another outside call coming in, which I...
That's good. What car manufacturer brought us the first American high-speed V8? I kind of gave it away when we first came back.
Yeah, I'm going... Well, I just because I cheat, I'm going to say Cadillac.
Yes, sir. Okay. In 1914, Motor Mike Wallace.
Wow.
The first American high-speed V8 automobile engine. It's water-cooled power plant offered by Cadillac Company. And guess what? This will kind of throw us all for a loop. It's only rated at 60 horsepower.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. 60 horsepower. Considered by many of its time to be the ultimate engine back in 1914. Thank you, Cadillac. I guess if they didn't do that V8, we wouldn't have V8s today, huh?
Well, I had one. Tomcat sent me an illustration. I believe it was a GM engine. And I'm looking through my notes right now, because I think it was right around that same time Chevrolet came out with one. And it was probably a derivative of the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going through my notes, and I can't find it. It figures. Normally, when you're not looking for something, you say, oh, yeah, there it is. But now I can't find it.
Yeah, and I got to be careful because, you know, I just brought up, we just talked about Cadillacs, so we're not favoring, you know, this is Auto World, Mike, you know, we've talked about it before, but this is kind of like a magazine show.
Right, well, this is history. It's not necessarily a promotional announcement.
No, we just
have one of 1914 V8 engine, and we'd have to get somebody else on to tell you where you could find one, because I have no clue.
Yeah, just a little bit of information about everything. Here's something that happened in 1914 to share with everybody. Different brand. The first wage and work benefits package is introduced by who?
Ford.
Yes, sir. Henry Ford, of course. How many employees? Over 22 years of age. They included profit sharing in an 8-hour workday. Henry Ford brought that to us. 1914. So you got Cadillac back there giving us the V8, and Henry Ford says, we're going to give these workers who are building my Ford, you know, their very first wage and a benefits packet because I'm going to take over the world. And by God, Ford almost did, didn't he?
Yeah, and I think wasn't it the next day he had like 25,000 guys showing up looking for work?
Yeah. Yeah. Things are... And today, you know, what's the main biggest, baddest thing, I guess, that's happening is the word recalls.
Oh, we've got to go down that ugly road, and there's more of them again from one of our favorite manufacturers.
Yeah, well, Volkswagen got some more, you know, 75,000 more vehicles, but they're luxury cars and SUVs. But this is what's sad. It's dating back to 2009. So our listeners, you know, 2009, keep your ears tuned in. Mike, let's make sure that they are tuning in because I need to know and get to your dealers. If you got a 2009 and newer, you might have a recall on it. And this is not only the diesel engines, Mike.
That's right.
These are other things. And, of course, Tesla now. I don't know. We might have some listeners that has a Tesla. I don't know if they know yet. But 90,000 Teslas, the Model S, they actually have a seatbelt defect problem right now, too.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that yet.
Yeah. So if you got a Tesla, might as well share that. Now, those Teslas are about $100,000+.
Yeah, you'd think they'd be just perfect. But
yeah,
if anybody can make a mistake.
So we're talking recalls, of course, but gosh, we went to 100,000 plus car. We might as well help everybody in all ranges. And the Hyundai Sonata. Hyundai Sonata.
I did their first television commercials, and I learned if you say Hyundai, it's Korean. If you say Hyundai, it's Japanese. And they get upset with each other because the Koreans and the Japanese don't like each other. So I learned that when I did that, and then I had interviewed George Takei, who was Sulu on Star Trek.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned that, too, from him. His name is George Takei, not George Takei. So if you call him George Takei, he will be insulted. Ooh. Anyway, that's another little off-the-subject trivia piece.
You didn't get a black eye, did you?
No. I knew ahead of time.
Okay. He did some homework before you put him on the air. That's good. Yeah. But, yeah, if you've got a Hyundai, how do we pronounce it then?
Hyundai.
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 A.
Some dealers don't even know that. We've got some dealers over here in Huntsville keep undyed. Don't even know what you're selling. Okay.
You're saying put an A on the end and not an I.
Yeah, Hyundai, right.
Just Hyundai.
Like D-A-Y is at the end.
Yeah. Hyundai. The Sonata has got the 2011 and the 2012 brake lights could stay on.
Oh, that's not good.
No, something that simple. So, meaning that it's simple, but, you know, my gosh, if your brake lights are going to be left on, you pull in the garage or whatever, and you park it out the driveway, and you go in after work or go into work, you come out, and guess what kind of noise you're going to be hearing? Or click, 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 click.
That means you're done.
Yeah.
Get the cables out or start walking.
And you say, well, what the heck is going on? Well, so how do they fix this stuff?
Well, my first guess would be bad stop switch, but that's just a guess.
Well, should we send them to the dealer on the recall?
Oh, yeah, certainly I would do that. Is it, why fix it yourself when somebody will do it for free?
Yeah, yeah. So call your dealer and say, hey, I've got a 2011, 2012. Those are the years, which, you know, and the recalls are always out there, though, Mike. I mean, that's something that I've had coming into me since day one back in, like 84. But ever since the cars, well, you know, back in the day when I first started radio, the new cars, it took them, the manufacturers, it took them, you know, the R&D side of building and designing and all that before they released it to you and I and all our listeners.
Yeah.
It took them a year, year and a half. And then all of a sudden, boom, as we started doing my radio and interviewing all the folks, it's like, gosh, you know, I say, if you're interviewing the chief cheerleader with the engine or the transmission or the upholstery, or I got to you get to interview all the people that make and design pieces and parts of all the cars and trucks. And you say, gosh, it didn't take you guys very long to get that new Ford out or that new Chevy or that new Hyundai. Hyundai. That Volvo, that Lexus, that Volkswagen. No, Mark, we're updating constantly. We're trying to, so... Uh-oh, if they're bringing out all these cars and makes and models so fast, Mike, that means...
Well, another thing to watch out for is not only the recall, but the dealer service bulletins, because sometimes they'll sneak those in, so they don't distribute them to the public, but they tell the dealers, if this comes by, you just go ahead and fix it and say goodbye.
Yeah.
If you have a problem, call them and see if it's covered under a dealer service bulletin. But we're at that time again. We're at the bottom of the hour, Mark.
Theraflu time for me.
Yeah, take another drink. take a shot for me. And we'll be right back with more Auto World after this on the GCN Genesis Communications Network. Okay, I'm assuming we're out. I'm getting like, but I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really super.
And we are back. This is Auto World on GCN. And I'm Mike Wallace, and alongside Mark Evans, sitting in for your regular host, veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who will return tomorrow. But we were in the middle of discussing, what, Mark?
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
That's all.
One thing that I found out, Mike, that's kind of interesting, is that, well, first let me give I got an email here, too, that just came in. My email address here on Auto World is autotalkradio@yahoo.com, and you're more than welcome. Mike, you know, you've used that before to get to me, of course. Bob Long does all the time, and everybody can. That's the one I look at all the time to get car questions answered or questions or consulting, or my bill's too much money. I don't understand my bill. Should it cost that much money? Do they know what they're doing, Mark? Can you read? And I actually read those estimates a lot. I call them bills, but they're estimates. But Mike, you know what's funny? I actually get I get emails after the fact, after their car's been fixed, and they're asking, did I get charged too much? So what I'm pointing out is that it'd be best for everybody to say, you know, I need to maybe consult with an automotive repair expert, technician, mechanic. You can consult with your neighbor, Mike. I mean, how's your neighbor at car repair?
I don't know. I think judging from his equipment, I would say not very good.
Well, yeah, you know, okay. Or you go on a blog and you blog your noise, and then all of a sudden you get all these people blogging you back, I guess, and saying, you know, I had this noise, that noise. But like in the first hour of Auto World here, we had that, what was his name? Jason had a clicking. It could be an exhaust problem. It could have been an oil lifter ticking. So, you know, it doesn't cost anything to get another expert opinion, and I don't mind doing that at all. And in fact, I had one gentleman years ago here in Auto World. We must have contacted each other through email, Mike, for probably over 40 hours worth back and forth. And you know, I just asked him, you know, you're the owner of your car, and you know it better than me. I don't drive it, so I have to ask a lot of questions, and that's where Autotalk Radio at Yahoo.com comes in. Of course, we've got a phone number too, huh, Mike?
That's right, and it's toll-free from anywhere in North America, anywhere. 855-660-4261. Now, don't hesitate to call, even if we're in the middle of a completely different subject. No problem.
Interrupt us.
855-660-4261.
Oh. I mean, the train has come through many times, Mike, and interrupted us. It just did again. Hey, let me share this email. We got, let's see. What's his name here? It's Mike. His name's Mike. Yeah, and he's listening to us in Travis City, Michigan, as his email says, which would be WMKT, 1270 AM. Hey, thanks for listening.
He's right on the beach of Lake Huron.
Yeah.
He had snow this morning, so he's probably out there digging. He may not be listening, but go ahead.
I got a pretty lengthy email here, but it says he's got a 1975 Chevy pickup with over 200,000 miles. Wow.
Ooh.
It's been around a couple days.
Yeah.
Of course, 1975, so 2015 here. That's
30 years.
Yeah, that's probably, if you figured it up, 15,000 miles, that's pretty low miles. and then he says, when I apply the brakes, I get a thumping sound. What should I do? So 70.
Stop applying the brakes.
Don't apply the brakes.
That's right. Stop doing that.
Do the Flintstone thing, and that 75, wonder if Mike's got a rust in the floorboards.
I just stick my foot down. Drag it a little ways. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's Fred Flintstone. Just put the feet down. Buy a couple, what do they call them, Skechers, tennis shoes?
Oh, yeah.
There, stopped. Well, a thumping sound when you apply the brakes, it's 1975 Chevy pickup, more than likely, I'm thinking here. He doesn't say here in the email. I'm going to guess, truthfully, that, educated guess, he's probably got brake shoes on the back. Don't you think, Mike?
I would think.
Yeah, and that thumping sound, and a 75 actually could have either or disc brakes and or brake shoes on the front. And those brake drums are actually going to lose their, going to lose the, what I can say, the roundness of the drum. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's going to turn egg-shaped because the brake shoes are front and back. So if you're looking at the brake drum, front and right of the drum, you're going to see the big shoe always goes on the back, Mike, and the shorter shoe goes on the front.
Right.
Well, it turns when you apply the brakes. It actually will turn those brake shoes will turn that brake drum into an egg shaped drum. And then once you start applying the brakes, every time you apply the brakes, you're going to wear material off the brake shoes. Well, now you have a gap between the brake shoe and the drum, and it basically sounds like he needs to get his brake shoes adjusted and or inspected because they're probably pretty thin, and he's got clearance in there, and that's where that thumping's coming from. It's like a warped rotor. In this case, it's an egg-shaped drum.
Now, they don't have self-adjusters on those that year, do they, quite yet?
They do, but the only way you can self-adjust is you go in reverse, hit the brakes, and or hit the emergency brakes. Hit the emergency brake pedal. And a 75 has the emergency brake pedal over on the left-hand kick rail, and you just sit there and just keep applying that brake, that emergency brake.
Yeah, and you can feel it coming up as you pump, so you know you're gaining some ground.
Yeah, and then he'll actually end up with a better brake pedal, too, because now you're adjusting the brake shoes where they're nice and snug to the brake drum, and when you apply the brake pedal, this Mike with his 70 Chevy pickup will actually have a good brake pedal.
Yeah.
And if he hasn't had shoes put on that bad boy, he might be get those babies adjusted up by using the emergency.
Yeah. Yeah.
He might be metal to metal, but
well, he'll know that or you hear the that's next.
Yeah,
we got a caller. Believe it or not, Bill out in L.A. Bill, you there? Hello,
doing
Bill.
Today?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing? What station you listen to us on?
1560.
All right.
I'm New Orleans. But, hey, I wanted to just share a
Louisiana.
Story.
Louisiana. I thought L.A. meant Los Angeles, but you're in Louisiana. Good, too. Good, too.
Yeah, so, southeast Louisiana.
Okay, well, so what's up?
Well, I just wanted to share a story with you.
Please.
I have a 2012 Edge, and it took it in for a warranty repair, got it back, and every time I'd step down on it, I get this real rough bucking. Now, I know the Fords, it's got a 2.0 turbo, and yeah. I know that there's been a lot of talk on the Internet about it being water in the turbo. Well, I had it at the dealer for almost a month. They said they were waiting on Ford Tech to get back to them.
After that,
I had a falling out with them and took it to a local mechanic that I use.
Uh-huh.
30 minutes later, he had it fixed.
What did it turn out to be?
It turned out to be that they, whenever they did the warranty repair, somehow they cracked the spring that is that pulls up whenever you ask for the extra air for the turbo.
Yeah, the wastegate spring.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they whenever you accelerated it, it would do that then.
And they never told me they did it. They even tried some neoprene around it, and it, of course it didn't work because there's a lot of tension on that sucker whenever you put her down to the floor and that turbo kicks in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, neoprene would be a waste of time.
You know it. So my suggestion to all your listeners is find an extra good mechanic. Like I say, he's one of a dying breed.
Boy, that's no
30
kidding.
Minutes, he had it fixed. And you know how he fixed it? Took a tie strap, tugged it tight, and I didn't have a problem with it until I was able to get the part from Ford, and I had him put it in. I'm never taking it back to that dealer again.
But he got you going, right?
Oh, my shade tree mechanic, let me put it that way.
Yes.
Got me
even
running without any problems. When you guys talk about knowing your vehicle, you're absolutely right.
Thanks, Bill.
There you go. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for calling. We got to run for a break. Back in just a minute on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should
and welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans. We're sitting in for Bob Long. I want to thank Bill in Louisiana for passing that information along. He had a 2012 Edge, wasn't it, Mark?
Yeah, 2012 Edge. Who makes the Edge, Mike?
Ford.
Yeah.
Ford. It's my car company. I like Fords.
Yeah, and the Edge is an awesome car. And Bill talked about...
I don't know if it's turbo or not, but I know he has one.
Yeah, yeah, it's turbo. And he's talking about the wastegate spring. And you know how a turbo works?
Pretty much. I don't know.
Is it
wastegate, though?
You know, my nickname is Manifold. Manifold.
That's
Mark.
Right. I should have. Pardon.
All that hot air. See, that's what turbos work is off exhaust air.
And that's what gets that impeller spinning, and it pumps more air into the system. Is that that's basically the idea, right?
Yeah, the exhaust coming out of the motor, that wastegate shuts down the exhaust. The air coming out of the pipe holds it up into the turbos, and the turbo is a big fan. Let's call it. It just spools that big fan up, man. And once it starts spooling up, that wastegate has to be adjusting the airflow going out. And if we've hot rod and experimented a lot, Mike, with these turbochargers, man, for fun on the diesels, we basically change the springs in them, make them a little bit heavier, so the wastegate, like Bill was saying, they tie strapped it. You know, you just keep the thing closed, man, until the RPMs of the motor get so high that now the turbo is spooling so high, when you the wastegate. You know, you open the door, man, that wastegate opens up. That hello, back tire spinning. Oh, yeah, that's fun.
The original ones, I know after you drove it, you had to sit and idle for a couple of minutes for a cool down period. Do you still have to do that?
No, not anymore. The turbos today are, you know, the problem was the lubrication of the bearings on the exhaust side.
A bearing problem of some kind.
Yeah. And today, like you say, they have figured out the lubrication oil line that goes into the turbo, and it's not mechanically operated anymore, basically off mechanical running rod. It's electrically pumped into it. So it's and again, too, talking about oils, now you got to have the right kind of oil in a diesel. It has a turbo because, man, I'm telling you what, you know, we mentioned this on Auto World earlier in the year about, you know, your exhaust manifolds on your engines out there, gas and or diesel, Right. And if it's, you're out there and you come home from work at dark, and open the hood and take a look. When you open the hood, Mike, they'll see their exhaust manifold is just glowing red. And these turbochargers are, the exhaust side is just glowing red. Only at night, of course. Can't see it in the daytime.
Right.
So, but, yeah, we're getting ready to get into another new year, introductions. And I wanted to share something about that. We get introductions. The 2016 models are coming out and all.
Yeah.
But, gosh, this is an introduction back in 1922. This will really make all of us scratch our head.
Okay.
In 1922, Mike, in that year, the introduction, they basically introduced an air cleaner and a gas gauge in 1922. And today, we're just taking all that for granted, aren't we?
Yeah, because I know when they first started, you had to take the cap off and stick your finger down in there or stick down in there to see how much gas you had. Of course, on some cars I've had, you've had to do the same thing. But it's considerably newer than that.
Yeah, so new introductions are always coming out. And of course, we've talked about here in our world of driver, you know, driverless cars. People just sit in there and don't have to drive anymore. And it's coming. And
well, there was a couple of weeks ago, one of those driverless cars that they were testing was sitting in a traffic light and he got hit in the rear end. I thought that was kind of ironic.
Oh, by
another car.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. My gosh, that's no fun.
I suppose his rear camera was going beep, 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 and a boom.
And 2016 now, fourth generation, guess what brand? Fourth generation brand. Yeah, fourth generations. They're going to introduce it again. They've had four generations of it already, and they're going to introduce it back again in 2016. Starts with a T.
A T.
Not Tom.
Not Tom, okay. I don't know. I give up.
Toyota. Prius.
Oh, the Prius.
Yeah, fourth generation. Guess who their competition is, though?
Honda?
Toyota Prius, man. They've been out four generations now. Great little car. You see a lot of them here in the Boise area, but when I go to the big cities, I see them running all over the place.
Yeah, there's a few of them down here, too.
Yeah, their competition is the Nissan Leaf, is one make and model. Nissan Leaf.
Now, that's all electric, though, is it not, the Leaf?
Yeah, and Nissan's been talking about doing that as a driverless car, too. So, and then the BMW i3. The i3 is a cute little thing. You ever seen one of those yet?
Yeah. It is a cute little thing.
And then we talked about this model and make in the recall section of Auto World, the Hyundai or Hyundai.
Hey.
Hyundai.
Think daytime where we are now.
Yeah, the Hyundai Sonata is actually going to be their competition too. Huh. So if you're thinking about Toyota Prius, folks, you might think about the Hyundai BMW i3 and the Nissan Leaf. I guess if we look at all those brands, Mike, there's probably three different categories of prices too, huh?
I would think. Just to be competitive, if nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah, BMW's probably the most, of course, money-wise.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Well, this is going to get more and more common, and as it does, the price is going to come down. And in fact,
yeah.
A Ford dealer here told me they had a, it was when the Taurus was out, I think. They had a hybrid version of it and a non-hybrid version of it. And he said he didn't even stock the hybrid version because it was an extra $10,000 and nobody bought it. Because they thought, they figured they'd buy an awful lot of gasoline for $10,000, so they didn't go for it.
Right. Well, you know, you have to hit the calculator and say, how many years and or miles am I going to keep this vehicle?
Well, now Lincoln has come out with one. The ones they have now, the hybrid is the same price as the non-hybrid. Of course, you're talking about a $60,000 car, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hey, before we run out of time, I want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving, Mike.
To you, from all of us here in the mountains, on top, high atop Lookout Mountain.
Absolutely. And to all our listeners, I want them to have a good turkey day with their relatives. I understand a lot. This year is going to be the highest in miles. All of us are driving instead of flying anymore.
Really? Well, yeah, gasoline. It's $1.87 down here at the corner right now. And the way it looks, the way oil goes down, it may drop a little bit more.
Wow. Wow. Well,
we have to drive anywhere this year. The family's all close by, and we're going out to dinner. We're cheating.
Are you going to that restaurant you've been talking to me about?
Yeah. No, 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 not that. No. This is a bigger one. He's closed. He's spending the day with family.
Well, good.
We're going
good.
To Cracker Barrel, which are all over the country.
Yeah.
Having a special Thanksgiving dinner. So my wife and I and her sister and my father-in-law are going to have a dinner that we don't have to clean up after.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best part. We're going to have everybody over here. And I always get my, do you have a weed whacker at home?
Yes, Mike? You bet.
Is it gas-powered?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a gas-powered electric knife, and that's how I cut my turkey.
Oh, my dad used to have one of those. He was into that.
It's called the T200. That puppy rocks, man.
Yeah, you go right through it, huh?
It just slices right through that 28-pound bird, man.
Yeah, there's Ron Popiel and his electric knife.
Yeah, Ron Popiel, yes. I should send a picture to Ron Popiel of my I think this thing's at like 30 horsepower. The bad thing.
Feel it will.
Amy, my wife, she says, well, you always have to use that stupid gas-powered electric knife you got, and you always have to take the whole thing outside to cut the turkey. Yeah, well, the gas, she doesn't want me to cut the turkey because the gas fumes in the house.
Like you're using a chainsaw.
So I'm out there, and by the time I get the turkey in, Mike, it's all cold.
It tastes a little oily, too, doesn't it?
I like that, though. I like automotive, you know? I should bottle up some kind of turkey perfume or something, aftershave for guys, huh? Oh, yes.
The smoking is probably, a two-cycle, so it's smoking and all that.
Oh, baby, it's two-cycle, but I use synthetic oil. That baby runs smooth.
It hangs up a little. That must have been a bone. No problem. We're going to ride on through that puppy.
Well, that's why I designed and built this bad thing. I got tired of fighting the bones.
There's your tip of the day from your friends at Auto World. Get yourself a gas-powered electric knife.
They like it in the background, Mike. I'm telling you. Oh, the T200.
Oh, man.
Hey, we're going to be back next Saturday, too. We're going to find out how much turkey you ate. That's the main thing, huh, Mike? Yeah.
And I'm going to let somebody else cut it up. I'm going to leave my
home. Well, share that with your favorite friend at the restaurant.
I will. I say, okay. Bring out that gas-powered knife. Let's see how it works.
Yes.
Anyway, it's been great having you all along today. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to Bill down in Louisiana for calling. Thanks to all of you to listen. We'll be back here next Saturday, Mark and I, on Auto World on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.